This is the Debbie Lewis Show on AM 1380, The Biz.
Good morning and welcome to the show. We talk money, insurance. Yesterday we talked a lot of mortgage and success. What does success mean to you? And for a lot of you, success means small business. So we've asked Karen Krinsky to be with us today. Karen, how are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you very much, Debbie.
Tell us who you work for, because it's a long name.
Yes, I am the government contracting specialist for the Florida Small Business Development Center. Some folks who are in the federal work area may know these folks to be what we call PTACs. And so I am the local PTAC representative, which means basically anyone that's in a small business that is interested in doing federal government contracting, I can assist them with getting to their go-to-market plan and to any questions that they might have about how to do work in the federal system.
Okay, well, I have a question for you, Karen. Why would we want to work in the federal system?
It's pretty
lucrative, isn't it?
Well, it can be, but I would never suggest that people look only to do work in the federal government. But really and truly, I think I've mentioned this in the past, my suggestion always is to, unless someone has a military background or they're coming out of the federal government working as an employee, it can be pretty cumbersome. I mean, it's definitely an industry that is very different than on the commercial or the private side, but it can be, and particularly if you have some depth of experience and you know what you're doing and you can put a good proposal together, it can be very rewarding.
What types of businesses are best suited to work with the federal government?
Well, actually, it's really hard to say because the federal government does buy many, many, many things. But the one thing that I can point out to everyone is it's really in the best interest of the small business or any business to really do the research and find out not only what they buy, but who in the federal system buys it. And I'll give you a really quick example. I had someone email me about a month or so ago. This guy sells taco shells. And so I was kind of scratching my head like, okay, where in the federal system, who's going to buy taco shells? So I use a tool that is open source. Anyone can use it. It's called fpds.gov. That's Frank Paul davidsam.gov, and it is basically a resource for learning who buys and how much they buy and who the prime contractors are that are servicing the government for that particular product or service. And what I learned is that the federal prison system was the big purveyor of taco shells.
Wow. Okay, so then does that also tell you who there handles that bidding system?
It can, and the FPDS, oftentimes, because the contracts are also visible in that tool, so you can pull it up. Most oftentimes, the contracting officer is listed there, the office out of which it was purchased, the location, the company that was awarded, a lot about them in terms of the size of their business, how it was procured, whether it was a fixed price, whether it was a competitive bid, whether, a lot of the information. So it's really a tool that a lot of people don't really know about, even those that have worked in government contracting. It's a wonderful research tool. It's a historical tool. It's not a tool for current opportunities, which that tool that most people use is FedBizOps or FBO.gov. That is the tool that people can find current opportunities in which they can bid.
So do people do consulting and services as well as just manufactured goods for the government?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I had a woman in yesterday who does scientific consulting. And now the other question that people always want to learn about the agency, not only what they buy and how much of it they buy, but how do they buy it? Because many agencies have particular what they call contract vehicles that they only use to purchase items. So if you're trying to sell something that is just as a one-off or whatever, you may not be successful because the government may buy it through a General Services Administration schedule. They may buy it through another type of a contract vehicle. And those are all kinds of things that I help people to discover whenever they come into the office.
If we have a restaurant and we want to do catering, is that something that this would fall under too?
Could be. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just trying to think of all the different types of things that you might be able to use this for.
Yeah, And obviously, if you were a catering company, you probably would only have a specific geographic area that you would, especially if you were a small catering company, that you would probably, and so you can even use FPDS to narrow it down even to the Tampa area or whatever area you're interested in. You could narrow it down and see what contracts had been given out and who had purchased that within the market that you're interested in.
Wow. Now, how long does it take to go through government contracting to get to be that part of your business?
Well, and you know, in order to be really successful, or you know, I give people, my job is to really, you know, hold the mirror up and to help them know what to navigate and what the expectations are. And I always tell people that if you really want to be successful in government contracting, you have to make it a priority. It can't be just something that you do, well, I'll spend an hour here, and then next week I'll spend another hour. It's something that you have to very consistently stay on top of and get to know the agencies that you want to work with. And it can take up to 2 years to really gain a government contract.
And then how long are those contracts good for?
Depends on the contract. Most of them that are put out by the federal government are what they call usually 1 and 4s. It's the first year of the award, and then it's given 4 years, quote unquote, as an extension. But most of the times, most government contracts go for 5 years unless something really unforeseen happens. And the only thing right now that's really always, you know, you never know what's going to happen, but the government right now is under what they call continuing resolution, which means they haven't really funded a lot of things. And so the government's just sort of operating on a remote control, doing the same thing day after day. But it could be that if they decide they don't want to spend the money on a particular item or service any longer, they could cancel the contract.
Now, do most people that get these government contracts have outside government work as well? They sell to you and me.
They sell either on the private or what they call private or the commercial side. And I really strongly recommend always that my clients have two sides of the house. Because, you know, it just in business generally, something can be up, something can be down, and you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. And just
right.
Like you don't want to have just one client, because if that client goes away, then what are you going to do?
You've
for revenue?
You've lost your business, right.
So I always recommend kind of putting a plan together, seeing what your revenue streams, how much money that's coming out of each different pots, and kind of make a decision, you know, how you want to split that risk and that revenue so that you have a good going forward plan and that you, you know, have a continual flow of money.
How did you learn to do this, Karen?
Research. I spent 2.5 years research, learning, talking the talk, speaking, going to things, you know, learn. It's always in the federal government, any government, I think, you just never stop. You never can stop learning, because if you stop learning, you stop growing and you'll stop getting work and being out in places where people that have the opportunity to hire you will notice you and know about your company. So networking, I would say, probably is one of the things. And sales, of course, it's just like on the commercial side. I mean, you have to know your clients. You have to build a relationship with people. You have to know who your competitors are and who your cooperative partners might be. And I just think that's good business sense generally.
It is,
And so people don't think about that as being the same way in the government. I have a word that I use and talk to people about. It's called coopetition. And what I mean by that is, with small businesses particularly, it's good to know your competition, but it's also good to know how those people that are in competition with you can help you at some point. They may be good collaborators. You may have an opportunity with a very large contract that your company can't fulfill, and so you're going to need some of those folks, perhaps, to subcontract with or to be on a team with or, you know, whatever you need.
Can you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. The government wants you to provide a full solution. When they put out a requirement, they don't want to piecemeal anything. So the more that a business can do to do what they call a full solution, a total solution, that's what the government wants. So, you know, there's so much more to that about how you register your company and how you present your company through a business resume and some things like that. And those are the tools and things that I teach people how to go to market. It's a very different world.
That's a wealth of information, Karen. How do we get in contact with you if we make an appointment? And do we come in to see you? Do we do this over the phone? How's the best way to do this?
The best way to get in touch with me and start the process is to just call into our office. Our main number is 813-905-5800. And press 0 and talk to our receptionist, and she will get the process started for you. We have a link that we would send to the client and get them registered, get them in our system, and then we set up an appointment. Or they may want to take a class. There's a number of ways that we can actually help them get started, but that's the best way, is just to call our 813-905-5800 number, and then we get you started and get in the system.
Well, this sounds perfect. Karen, thanks for being with us today. We really appreciate it. And again, do you want to give a phone number one more time?
Sure. It's 813-905-5800.
All right. Well, thank you very much. You guys do a lot more than just government contracting. So you have business consultants that, I guess, teach us how to run our businesses better in every stretch of the imagination. You're just the government part.
Right. We do everything from startup to small businesses that are growing and going. We have what we call a growth acceleration product that we actually do some analysis and help companies that are maybe even stuck or want to get to another level that have been in business for a while. We have a great product for that, too. A lot of people think that we just do startups, and actually we focus on small to medium-sized businesses. About 65% of our business are for businesses that have been in business for a while.
Well, I appreciate your time with us today, and we'll have you back again, Karen. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care, Debbie. Thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
This is Debbie Lewis, and we'll be back with more.